Center for Action and Contemplation presents a homily by Father Richard Rohr.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this, and they followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and he saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so they can each go to their own villages and buy food for themselves." And Jesus said, "There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." And he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate, and they were all satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000, not even counting the women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a strange ending. I don't know why they didn't count the women and the children. Are men the only ones worth counting? That's what it sounds like. But that's probably the way they thought at that time, unfortunately. But the rest of the gospel is quite good and delightful, because it tells us very directly what God is about. And God, there's no question here, if Jesus is the image of God, of trying to get us to heaven, there's no mention of heaven here at all. It's all about meeting immediate needs right here, right now. It's pretty amazing that we've missed the point of what the Christian religion should be about. But we see here the disciples themselves missing the point. Tell them to go into the village and take care of themselves. It sounds like a certain political party in America today that wants everybody to take care of themselves, huh? No room for compassion, no room for community. Everybody's supposed to be on their own. Well, Jesus does not leave people on their own. First of all, we see the setting, that he's tired. He actually starts by withdrawing to a deserted place to be by himself. He needs some quiet time, as we would say. But sure enough, the crowds follow after him, but he doesn't get angry. He doesn't send them away. He says, "Okay, this is the situation. Let me deal with it." And then it goes further and says, his heart was moved with pity. So apparently, again, if Jesus is our image of God, then God has feelings for human pain, human need, and even most simple human hunger. And it says he cured their sick. So he's about healing, what today we call health care. Sometimes we don't think everybody deserves that either, you know. Only the comfortable people deserve health care. Whereas the entire developed world has universal health care except one country. Do you want to guess what the one country is? You're living in it. Where more and more we take care of those on top and we ignore those at the bottom. Do you know in the 6 billion people on this earth right now, 1 billion of them live in desperate slums? And 100,000 more are joining the slums of the world every day. This cannot be the will of God. This cannot be God's intention that a small elite get richer and richer and richer and more are ignored. And yet these are people who hear this kind of gospel Sunday after Sunday. But Jesus says there is no need for them to go away. We will feed them. So the point in all of the healing stories in the gospel is not simply that Jesus can work miracles, or for you to be astounded that he can turn 5 loaves and 2 fish into apparently enough for 5,000 people, not counting women and children. That is pretty amazing. I wish we could do it ourselves. And this parish does a pretty good job. It's amazing how many times a week there's a food distribution center right here on our own parish grounds. I'm told we're the main one in the whole city on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But what Jesus does is quite simply feed people's immediate needs. He doesn't talk to them about spiritual things, heavenly things, churchy things. There's no sermon on going to church. There's no sermon on the things that we think we're supposed to be upset about. He knows you can't talk about spiritual things till you take away people's immediate hunger. They don't have time to rise to higher levels of awareness or our perception till they can survive. But when so much of the world is living at a mere survival level, how can we possibly talk about higher things? And the even greater sadness is some of us who live rather comfortably, we have 3 good meals a day, we are not concerned about higher things. But all we do is live at that survival level, or where am I going to go to eat tonight? So we both can miss the point, whatever side we're coming from. The important thing that God seems to be wanting to do in history is to create a community of compassion, where people care about one another. It isn't just the feeding, it's the caring. That other people's hunger, other people's need matters to you and matters to me. That, it seems, is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Not to attend church services. I guess I'm glad that you do, so I can talk to you this way. But this is not what it's all about. Jesus never once talks about attending church services. Not once. But this he talks about constantly. Healing the sick and feeding the hungry.
This homily by Father Richard Rohr is copyright by the Center for Action and Contemplation. Visit cac.org for other educational resources and programs.